Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has a different threshold. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains sea monster attacks at sea. If all of that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. You find yourself alone on the deck of a ship. It rocks softly in the midnight waves.
It's the Kraken.
Shh! Killian, did you read it?
No.
Well, shh, pretend you don't know. The ocean is black as you look up at the star-filled sky. A full moon sheds light across the rippling waters. It's peaceful, and you feel a sense of calm wash over you. Just as you turn to wander back to the cabin, the deck beneath your feet is pulled away from you. Bam! You slam hard onto the deck. Rolling onto your back, you look up to see a giant red tentacle rising out of the ocean, searching for food. Killian, what is this creature?
The Kraken.
Yes, it is the Kraken.
I didn't read it, Mommy.
I believe you.
Because like...
It was a good guess.
When you said that your sea monsters attacking at sea, and you said I was on a boat, and I was like, It's the Kraken.
It is the Kraken. So let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more. Before we begin today's story, I want to say a thank you to our friend Anders and our friend Florence, who both sent us messages on Instagram asking for an episode on the Kraken. What do you say?
Thank you.
So thank you both for your suggestion, and we hope you enjoy the episode. So Killian, tell me, what do you know already about the Kraken?
That all I know is that he is the biggest octopus I've ever seen. In my whole entire life.
I would do the it's a hockey team bit, but we've already done that with another cryptid. Do you remember which one? Do you remember when I said it's a hockey team?
The Jersey Devils.
Good job.
The Kraken is also
a hockey team.
The Monarch Krakens.
The Monarch Krakens?
That's what I guess their team name is.
Oh, okay.
Seattle
Krakens.
If the team is watching, I'm so sorry for insulting you.
You didn't insult them, you just guessed. So the Kraken is said to be a massive squid-like sea monster that lurks in the icy depths of the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Norway. And when I say it's massive, how big do you think I mean? Like, if you had to guess.
This big.
Like, compare it to something. Is it bigger than a house?
It's bigger than Scrooge's mansion.
Ooh, that's pretty big.
And it's
big.
Bigger than Godzilla.
Ooh, okay. That's a good...
And King Kong.
That's a good comparison. All right. So most descriptions of the Kraken say that it resembles a giant squid with a head that is as big as a two-story house, which is how big our house is. That it has long tentacles that can stretch out for a mile. And that it can wrap itself around a ship and drag it into the murky depths of the ocean in the blink of an eye. Do you know how far a mile is?
A mile is like this long.
So do you know that when we take the drive from our house to Gigi's house? That's 1 mile.
If you ran around a football field 4 times.
That's a mile. Isn't that long? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, stories of the Kraken and other sea monsters have been around since the beginning of time. People have always been worried about what lurks beneath the surface of the water. every country near the ocean at every point in history has some kind of monster that they fear.
Phew, now I'm glad I don't, that this place isn't close to an ocean.
Oh, where we live currently? Yes.
We're not close to an ocean.
No, we're not. Did you know that we know more about space and the universe than we know about what's in our ocean?
I know what's in our ocean. I've been scuba diving.
Don't make up lies.
But remember when we went to the beach in Savannah?
That is not scuba diving. That is snorkeling.
Snorkeling?
Yes. And you didn't even do that. You just had a mask on. You didn't even have the snorkel on. You looked under the ocean. But baby, the ocean is so deep that humans can't even go to the bottom of it. So we talked about Mount Everest being the tallest point on Earth in our in the Yeti episode, right?
Hey, which was...
The last one, yeah. Thousands of people have climbed to the top of Mount Everest despite it being the tallest mountain.
Yeah, it's like the biggest thing in the city hall, in the city hall.
I don't know what you mean by that. Okay.
The city hall is like a hall of fame.
It's
like this huge hall, and it shows pictures and trophies.
Gotcha.
Of celebrities, kings, queens, a lot of things.
But the known deepest part of the ocean is, there's a band by this name that you like. Do you know what it is?
Mariana's Trench.
That's a real thing. So Mariana's Trench is coming in at nearly 6.8 miles deep.
I thought the Atlantic Ocean was the deepest ocean.
Do you want to guess how many people have actually been able to go that deep in the ocean?
How many?
Just six. Six people have gone to the very bottom of the ocean. That's it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And they come out alive?
Yes, but it takes a lot of equipment and a lot of practicing. It's a very difficult thing.
like your swim classes.
Yeah, basically. So the reason why I bring all this up is to say that we know very little about the ocean. And because of this, a kraken could very well be hiding out there. Don't you think?
Yeah.
So, side note, that's the exact reason Mommy doesn't like the ocean.
Or the fish man, or the Loch Ness Monster.
No, I like all those things. Mommy doesn't like the ocean because I don't like that I don't know what's at the bottom of it, and it freaks me out.
Oh.
Mommy has a fear of big open ocean.
Then why did you take swim classes?
Because that was a pool, Killian. I'm not afraid of water. I'm afraid of the ocean specifically.
But pools are kind of like the ocean because they have a deep part.
Yeah, but I can usually see that deep part. I can't see the deep part of the ocean.
Well, if people would.
So there's no rationalizing fear.
Oh.
Yeah, some people are just scared of things. Okay. So the first written mention of the Kraken was by King Sverre of Norway in 1180, which was very long ago. And he told his sailors to watch out for a large squid-like monster off the coast of Norway. Now, it makes sense that this king would want that to warn his sailors about this. Norway relies heavily on the ocean for food and trade. And there are some real creatures out there that could be mistaken for krakens. Do you want to know what they are?
Squids?
You're right. There are documented, people have seen them, giant or colossal squids. Giant squids are very real, but they were nowhere near the size of the Kraken.
Also, octopuses?
Yeah. But here's what I'm saying is...
Any animal with tentacles will look like the Kraken.
Right, but the difference is that we have found some very, very, very large squids and octopi. In history. But those ones are considered small when compared to the Kraken.
And the largest crab in the world is the is the China spider crab.
Yeah, I think you're right. I remember that.
I saw a picture in kindergarten, and it was this guy holding that crab.
Okay. Let's go back to the Kraken. Coconut crab.
Oh, coconut.
But spider crabs are very big. He's not wrong. Giant squids are about 40...
He is right. The Japanese spider crab.
Japanese spider crab. You were so close. I still give you the point for that one. So, giant squids are around 43 feet long. That's from the tip of its head to the end of its tentacles. Then there are the colossal squid, which can be nearly 49 feet long. Do you want to know how long that is? Let me give it you something to compare it to. It's as long as a school bus.
Okay.
And people believe the Kraken is way bigger than that. These squids are rarely seen because they like to live in the depths of the ocean, so we really don't know how large they can truly get. Squids have 8 arms that are of little suction cups on them for grasping and strangling their food. Then they have 2 tentacles covered in these tiny sharp hooks that are used to grab onto their food and bring the food up to their beak-like mouths. Did you hear what I just said? Beak-like mouth. Their mouth looks like a bird.
No, their mouths look like this.
No, I'm telling you the answer. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Their mouths look like their beaks, like a bird.
Do they look like this?
They look like a... Do I need to look it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, we will be right back after these messages.
We're back. We have listened to... We've seen what the squid's mouth looks like. It's a little scary. Okay, so can I change the subject really quickly to sperm whales? Is that okay?
Sperm whales?
There's a point. Just give me a second.
Okay.
So a sperm whale's favorite food is the giant squid. And to get their favorite food, the sperm whales have to dive deep into the ocean to eat. Now, a male sperm whale can be as long as 79 feet, which is huge.
I guess that's like as long as stunt people jump over cars.
Yeah, it's almost 2 school buses. It's not quite, but it's like a school bus and a half. So question, if something was going to try and eat you, would you fight back? If something was trying to eat you, would you fight back? Like, would you try to run away? Would you fight back?
Well, I think, you shouldn't be mean with nature. So I would just leave them alone.
That's a good answer.
Because
how about I say it like this? If you were a giant squid and a sperm whale tried to eat you, would you fight the sperm whale to try and save your life? If you were a squid, okay.
Yes, but if I was a person and I was supposed to fight the Kraken, I was like, Kraken, I am just going to leave you alone.
I like it. All right. So, well, the giant squid usually like to fight back when a sperm whale tries to eat them. We know this because we've seen sperm whales with slashes and hook marks that have been made by the giant squid tentacles. But do you want to know something scary?
Yes.
There are documented images of sperm whales with squid marks that came from a squid tentacle that are much, much larger than a giant squid. Maybe it's from the Kraken. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know how that's scary.
The fact that you are not scared about a giant octopus, a squid living in the ocean is beyond me. It's beyond mommy because she's scared of it.
Ah!
So no one has ever seen a Kraken, but they have written about it for hundreds of years.
I've seen pictures.
Yeah,
I've
like people's drawings and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like this. So I saw this picture where they drew the Kraken. It looks like an octopus and you couldn't see his mouth. And he was attacking a ship.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He was like this, and he had eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 2 tentacles three tentacles sticking out, grabbing the ship.
Yeah.
People were jumping off.
Wow, that's crazy. So one of the most well-known stories of a kraken comes from a book written by Jules Verne in 1870 called 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. The story revolves around a crazy submarine captain named Captain Nemo, who is taking sailors on a wild adventure under the sea where they can encounter several monsters, one of which is the kraken. So for our story today, would you like to hear an excerpt from the book, from 25,000 Leagues Under the Sea?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Well, we come to the submarine Nautilus in the middle of a wild kraken attack. What?
So I have this book that I got from the book fair, and it's called Mysteries, and it's called History, Mysteries, History.
Yes.
And I have the kraken in there.
Oh, is it in there?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Are you ready for 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea now? A school of krakens had appeared at the starboard window. I counted seven of them. They surrounded us, and I could hear their beaks gnashing on the sheet iron hull. The Nautilus surfaced, the beasts slamming their strong arms into the hull, trying to burst it open like an oyster. We had to fight back. There were some 10 men standing by for the assault, armed with boarding axes. Thank you. Conceal and I picked up two more axes. Ned Land seized a harpoon. By then, the Nautilus had returned to the surface of the waves. Stationed on the top steps, one of the seamen undid the bolts of the hatch. But he had barely unscrewed the door when the hatch flew up with tremendous violence, obviously pulled open by the suckers of a kraken arm. Instantly, one of those long arms glided like a snake into the opening, and 20 others were quivering above. With a sweep of the axe, Captain Nemo chopped off this fearsome tentacle, which slid writhing down the steps. Just as we were crowding each other to reach the platform, two more arms lashed the air, swooping up the seamen stationed in front of Captain Nemo, and carried the fellow away with irresistible violence. Captain Nemo gave a shout and leaped outside. We rushed after him. What a scene. Seized by the tentacle and glued to its suckers, the unfortunate man was swinging in the air at the mercy of this enormous arm. He gasped. He choked. He yelled, "Help! Help!" These words pronounced in my own language, French. These cries for help left me deeply stunned. I'll hear his harrowing plea for the rest of my life. The poor fellow was done for. Who could tear him from such a powerful grip? Even so, Captain Nemo rushed at the kraken and with a sweep of the axe, hewed one more of its arms. His chief officer struggled furiously with the other monster crawling up the Nautilus's sides. The crew battled with flailing axes. Ned, Conseil, and I sank our weapons into these monsters. An intense, musky odor filled the air. It was horrible. For an instant, I thought the poor man entwined by the kraken might be torn loose from its powerful suction. Seven arms out of eight had been chopped off. Brandishing its victim like a feather, one lone tentacle was writhing in the air. But just as Captain Nemo and his chief officer rushed at it, the animal shot off a spout of blackish liquid, secreted from the pouch located in its abdomen. It blinded us. When this cloud had dispersed, the squid was gone, and so was my poor fellow countryman. So what do you think about the kraken?
Not even scary.
Wild. Mommy is now even more afraid of the ocean than she was before.
A little scared.
It is a little scary because you know what? It's less about fear of a giant squid and more of the fear of, our neighbor's very loud truck. And more of the fear of the unknown.
And more of the fear of our neighbor's very, very loud dog and truck.
So, it's fear of that we have no clue what's in the ocean. They're finding new fish and new sea life all the time, and that to me is pretty scary. So, what do you think the scariest thing about the kraken is? Not his beak mouth, because that was pretty scary, too. You're not afraid of its beak mouth? Ew. Do you have any questions about our story today?
No.
No? You want to say one more thank you to our friends who suggested the Kraken?
Thank you.
That was a good suggestion. Their suggestion definitely creeped me out, even if it didn't creep you out. So that was it. That was the Kraken. I hope you guys liked it. And until, hold on. I've lost my place. There you go. Thank you for listening. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian, and this is Dylan Bannister for editor of both of our shows. And this has been the Crypto Catalog. And always next time, the cryptids are watching.
Until next time, remember, the cryptids are watching.
Blah, 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 blah.
Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Bemisterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Bemisterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grownups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.
Could you do a little talking?
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
He says ale. They're like, come on, we want to go home. Not you.
Is that you?
They're like, come on, we want to go home.